WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:08, it's 4 degrees below zero here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic, as today we do look for a high near 14 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with a check of local and state news on KJAN. Emergency management officials in Mills and Pottawatomie counties have lifted their burn bans on open burning that were set in place a little more than a week ago, as the burn bans in Mills and Pottawatomie County were lifted yesterday. Forecasted temperatures and precipitation chances have prompted fire chiefs in both of those counties to lift the open burning ban, which was issued on February 1st. Fire officials want to remind citizens to always have safety measures in place when burning, even when environmental conditions appear to be safe. The lifting of the open burn ban does not apply within the corporate city limits of Council Bluffs and other communities within Pottawatomie County, where city ordinances restrict open burning year-round. Please check with your local city hall for more information regarding open burning within city limits. Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports a Ponora man was arrested last weekend after he allegedly displayed a weapon during a domestic disturbance at Lake Panorama. 51-year-old Peter Aldrich Kellaway II was charged with domestic assault with intent and or display of a weapon, one count of child endangerment, and two counts of assault with the use or display of a weapon. Kellaway was released from custody on Monday on $500 bond with orders to appear in court for his preliminary hearing on February 23rd. Sheriff's officials say they received a 911 call at around 1:30 a.m. on Sunday, February 5th, regarding a domestic issue within a residence at the lake. When a deputy arrived at the scene, he observed Kellaway allegedly displaying a shotgun and called for backup. Troopers with the Iowa State Patrol, along with officers from the Guthrie Center and Ponora Police Departments, responded, but Kellaway was taken into custody without incident. The top Democrat in the Iowa legislature says he's trying to show a willingness to negotiate on property tax reduction packages. On Friday, during a taping of Iowa Public Television's program, Iowa Press, Council Bluffs Senate Democratic leader Mike Ronstall made an offer to Republicans.
We've got a $200 million plan on the table. We could probably make that a $250 million plan.
Democrats, though, have proposed a direct commercial property tax credit to small businesses based in Iowa, while Republicans favor a 40% reduction in property taxes on all commercial property, regardless of the size of the enterprise.
I want to focus on where we agree. We both think, to the tune of hundreds of millions, we can make a difference in commercial property taxes in the state.
Gronstall is suggesting Republicans settle for a $250 million cut this year and try again next year to expand it.
Often around here, the best approach is to take one step. One step usually leads to a second step and a third step. So let's take a step this year on the pieces we agree on.
Republican Governor Terry Branstad has proposed a $560 million reduction in commercial property taxes over the next 8 years, and Republicans intend to vote next week on a plan similar in size. Republicans propose setting aside $240 million in state taxes as payments to cities and counties to make up for some of the commercial property tax money they lose. Gronstall suggests both parties have to give something up to find common ground on the issue. The Council Bluffs Democrat made his comments during the taping of Iowa Press, which will air this weekend on Iowa Public Television. The Harlan Police Department reports an Omaha man was arrested Tuesday on drug charges. 20-year-old Brian Sheehan was taken into custody following a traffic stop on charges that included possession of a controlled substance, possession with intent to deliver, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Sheehan made his initial court appearance on Wednesday and was released on $10,000 bond. His preliminary hearing was set for February 23rd. And 31-year-old Erica Lacey of Harlan was charged on Monday with theft in the fifth degree following an investigation by the Harlan Police Department into a complaint a clutch purse containing $60 in cash and a gift card were missing from a resident's room at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. No other information on the charge was available through the Iowa Courts online system. Authorities in Harlan also report a 25-year-old man, Devin Stahl of Harlan, was cited on January 28th for carrying a concealed weapon. Officials say a Harlan police officer conducting a traffic stop found two double-edged knives allegedly concealed on Stahl's ankle. The knives were seized and a complaint filed with the clerk's office. In state news, an Iowa State University agronomist says the lack of snow this winter will not likely have much bearing on soil conditions as farmers prepare for the planting season. Rick Cruz says what is troublesome, however, is that some parts of the state of Iowa were reporting drought-like conditions before the cold weather set in.
We're down 1 to 3 inches in some places compared to what we normally would have, and maybe even some places more than that. I'd say particularly in west and north Iowa. And, the winter conditions that we have, we could end up with rain during the winter if it stays warm and that rain moves in and we're in good shape.
Crew says in a typical winter, it takes 10 inches of melted snow to equal 1 inch of rain. And because the soil is frozen, most of it just runs off. Some argue that a bill now in the Iowa legislature could infringe on privacy rights. The measure would let police attach a device to a suspect's car that uses global positioning system technology to track its movements if a judge approves a warrant. The device could be used for up to 30 days. Supporters say they want to apply new technology to traditional police work. Others, like Des Moines legislator Rick Olson, says the bill would let the government intrude on private lives. Olson says tracking vehicles for a month could get officers plenty of information that would have nothing to do with their investigation. Representative Khalil Bodler of Greenfield is pushing for the measure, but thinks it might not be approved because lawmakers are eager to adjourn the session early this year. And farmers and ranchers are seeking information from the Farm Services Agency so they can do so more easily using smartphones with a new optimized website. The technology improvements announced on Friday will allow users to access information on loan deficiency payments, updated prices, agency news, releases, and other services. The mobile version organizes the website information to make it easy for reading on a small handheld screen. Acting Under Secretary for Farm and Foreign Agriculture Services Michael Skuse says as more farmers and ranchers are using mobile devices and high-tech tools, the government must also keep up with that. KJAN News Time is 7:15 in our funeral announcements this morning. 50-year-old Larry Lee Ward Jr. of Atlantic died on Tuesday at his home. Graveside services for Larry Lee Ward Jr. will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Gardens in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. 72-year-old Peggy Ann Kindheart of Oakland died on Monday at her home in Oakland. Funeral services for Peggy Ann Kindheart will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. 86-year-old Helen Markman of Fontenelle died on Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Helen Markman will be held on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. 94-year-old Ruth Helen Bobbenhaus Hunter of Cedar Rapids and formerly from Earlham died on Wednesday at the Living Care West in Cedar Rapids. Funeral services for Ruth Helen Bobbenhaus Hunter will be held on Monday at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. 103-year-old Dean L. Culver of Panora died on Thursday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Dean L. Culver will be held next Friday at 10:30 in the morning at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. 79-year-old Ronald L. Yarger of Messina died on Friday at the Veteran Administration Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Ronald Yarger are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That's a look at local and state news on KJAN and our funeral announcements. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.